Hello, everybody, and welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck, of course. UFOs, warp drive, stargates, believe it or not, all of these things, it turns out, are true. A Freedom of Information query has revealed a secret list of Pentagon research projects. It's absolutely true. Now, remember not too long ago, and a few times, actually, on this show, we talked about that 2019 is going to be a game changer for the topic of official disclosure of UFOs, secret government programs, and things like that. It is already shaping up to be, and we're only in January. So we absolutely must talk about that. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe to this channel. Please click the bell for notifications. And there's a couple of links in the description you will want to check out. First off, the Last Days Warrior Summit is finally available. Now make sure you don't miss out on dozens of exclusive videos that you can't get anywhere else from the top conspiracy experts in the world. I contributed an hour and a half teaching on Leviathan, the source of all conspiracy. And you will not find these teachings, censored videos, PDFs, and MP3 collections anywhere else, and all from the comfort of your own home. This is not like a conference where you have to go and travel and get a hotel room. You can sign up immediately today. There is a link in the description. Go ahead and click on that link. You can get it there, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and at the top of the homepage, you'll see it there. Also, I would like to invite you to a conference. So how about that? You get a conference and you get a massive video vault. So the conference is here, The Watchmen. It's at the end of March of this year. It's going to be a blast. Lots of amazing speakers. Irvin Baxter, Gary Wayne, myself, Stephen Bancars, Elia Merzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, and many, many others. It's going to be a blast. Use the promo code JOSH20 to get $20 off of your tickets. There is a link in the description below if you want to click on that, or just go to hearthewatchmen.com. I'm excited to see you there. Again, we're going to have a blast. This is a very strange story, and it's amazing how fast all of this stuff is ramping up. So this comes from news.com.au, and there have been other news agencies, of course, as well, who have been reporting on this. But the United States Defense Intelligence Agency has one great fear, apparently, that someone somewhere has an unknown advantage, a secret weapon that could topple the world's sole superpower from its perch. So when it hears talks of UFOs, stargates, and warp drives, it actually takes it seriously, and seriously enough to spend some real serious money on this. And again, it's unprecedented that this even came out. You know, there was a time that people were killed for this kind of stuff, that releasing this kind of information would get somebody killed. But now it's like, I think things are ramping up in a way where the government kind of wants this stuff out. You know, it's what we've talked about on this channel is a soft disclosure. But I think that is ramping up even more through this whole official disclosure thing. I mean, technically we got official disclosure in 2017, but this is ramping up even more. So documents released under a Freedom of Information request confirm that the DIA went full on with this and established teams to examine almost every seemingly outlandish idea that it encountered, because just in case. So now the Federation of American Scientists Project on Government Secrecy Director Stephen Aftergood has gotten his hands on some previously classified papers that reveal just how far the DIA was prepared to go, and very well still might be. So here, I'm going to screen share this so you can take a look at what I'm looking at. So this is the document, and you get the titles of these programs. You don't get a description for each one, but you get the titles. So unclassified for official use only. Here, let's make this a little bit bigger. So number one here, inertial electrostatic confinement fusion. Now, a lot of these, some of these I can explain a little bit, but based on the title, what they're talking about. Some of them I can't because I don't know. But if you follow me on Skywatch TV, then you're familiar with the show Into the Multiverse, and we talk about a lot of these kinds of things. So that first one there, inertial electrostatic confinement fusion, I'm not sure really what that is. We have advanced nuclear propulsion for manned deep space missions. Pulsed high power microwave technology. That sort of sounds like we've talked about 5G and things like that. We've talked about that on this channel, the dangers of 5G. I'm not saying this is exactly 5G, but that's a similar type of thing. Four, space access. Five, advanced space propulsion based on vacuum, space-time metric engineering. Now, this vacuum engineering, that's the real term for what many of us would consider zero-point energy. So you hear this term, zero-point energy. It's kind of a misnomer. I talk about it in my book with Tom Horn, Abaddon Ascending. The real term is vacuum energy. So that's what they're talking about here, using vacuum energy, or what some would mistakenly label as zero-point energy in terms of propulsion and engineering. So that's interesting. Biosensors and biomems. Not sure what MEMS stand for, but biosensors. This could be biomarks. This could have something to do with Mark of the Beast technology, like we've talked about on this channel before too. Invisibility cloaking. That doesn't need any explanation. We all know what that is. Traversable wormholes, stargates, and negative energy. Now, this negative energy here, they've already released experiments and information on that. They've even created a substance that the harder you push on it, it pushes back. It's like a negative gravity, negative energy thing. We've reported that on that on Into the Multiverse, and we'll continue to do so. High-frequency gravitational wave communications. Now, what's interesting about gravitational wave communications, that is something else that a few years ago, that me and Tom Horn wrote about as this would be coming soon. They've actually been talking about it for over a decade, but what it is it's an attempt to use gravity not to communicate with one another, other humans. I mean, they could do that too, but to communicate with extra-dimensional entities. And that's been explicit. They've done official documentaries on it. CERN is not shy about this kind of stuff. So that's what that is talking about there. Role of superconductors in gravity research. So I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the focus is there. Anti-gravity for aerospace applications, field effects on biological tissues. Now, I don't know which field they're talking about. Are they talking about quantum fields? What field exactly they're referring to? We don't know. And positron aerospace propulsions. So a lot of propulsion stuff. That gravitational communication thing is really weird, because again, if you followed me for any number of years, then you know that I've been talking about that for quite some time. I did a bunch of research into it, and I believed when Abaddon Ascending came out, I believed that we were probably only a handful of years away from them attempting to develop something like that, and apparently they are and have been, which is something that I wondered about too. So really weird times we're living in, but this declassified documents, they don't reveal a whole lot more than the titles assigned to the 38 secret research programs. We just looked at a handful of them, but there are 38 of these things, but they do detail some of the speculative subjects that were being investigated. So apparently Aftergood wasn't too impressed about this. So he said, quote, "I think anyone who looks at these titles will scratch their heads and wonder what on earth the Defense Intelligence Agency was thinking. These are the kinds of topics you pursue when you have more money than you know what to do with," end quote. And he told this to the science and technology blog Motherboard. Now, there... things like nuclear-powered deep space propulsion and invisibility cloaking and wormholes through space, biomaterials. You know, the existence of research projects involving the likes of NASA, DARPA, private firms probing these subjects, they're already pretty much widely known, but their potential ties to the U.S. Defense Department, black money, wasn't. That wasn't known until basically just now. I mean, this just happened, I think, yesterday. So, for example, in 2008, it was revealed that NASA had engaged in serious studies of the potential for interstellar warp drive engines. And then another space paper was released by researchers Harold White titled Warp Field Mechanics 101, but then a follow-up project to create a warp field by NASA's JPL in 2013 produced inconclusive results. At least that's what they reported. Now, from the outset, it seemed a far-fetched idea for NASA to be studying, but not so much of it prodded and was funded by the DIA, and they actually have some competition. So Icarus Interstellar director and theoretical astrophysicist Richard Abusi, he's also looking into the idea of interstellar warp drives powered by dark energy through alternate universes. No kidding. This is not in the realm of science fiction anymore, but he's also, and again, that has to do with the gravitational communication system. And when I first heard of that, it was in terms of CERN. I did not know until just now that the DIA or any other government agency was also actively studying this, but I knew at least CERN was. But Abusi, he's also branching out into slightly more practical ideas of nuclear propulsion, among other things. So Stargates leapt into the public conscious out of nowhere with the release of the 94 movie Stargate and a follow-up long-running TV show of the same name. But we don't even really know if wormholes actually exist. But Earth Tech International Incorporated has not hidden the fact that it's been looking into the idea of creating one capable of traversing space and time. So its website says, quote, "Our research interests include theories of space-time, gravity, and cosmology, studies of the quantum vacuum, modifications of standard theories of electrodynamics, interstellar flight science, and the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, specifically as these topics may apply to developing innovative space propulsion and sources of energy," end quote. Now, there's been a multitude of studies just from just as many sources that have been exploring ways of turning you know, this invisibility cloak idea into a real thing, and other various things. So after Gold told Motherboard, quote, I loved science fiction when I was younger. Today I love good government, so I was not especially amused, end quote. So U.S. politics is obviously murky, and particularly when it comes to spending defense funds. For example, military bases aren't necessarily placed where they're needed. Instead, they often go into the electorates of the most powerful lobbyists, and the DIA's secret research funding appears to be no different. So the New York Times reported in 2017 that much of the Pentagon's $22 million of black money research into UFOs was untraceable, and the Anomalous Aerospace Threats Unit lasted just 5 years before it was shut down in 2012, and not all of its spend was classified top secret. So it turns out much of the money was channeled through then Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid to his close friend Robert Bigelow, and who's an alien visitation conspiracy theorist kind of guy, also involved in developing space habitats for NASA. So that's what we know so far from this. Obviously, we're going to keep on this story. It's something that we've talked about quite often on this channel. And it's important because, again, I have one inside source. That's all I have. And this person is also connected with other people. And from what I understand, 2019 is, if everybody's plan goes the way that they think it's going to, you know, the higher ups, 2019 is going to be a game changer for how we look at the UFO phenomena, the alien abduction phenomena, how we look at that official disclosure, how we look at all of that. It's going to be a total game changer. So, you know, we'll see. The source I do have, I trust, but I also know that, you know, the people in charge don't always get everything they want. So we'll just have to see what happens. But it's something to keep an eye on. And listen, we can use this as an evangelistic tool to help get people saved. And if you want to know how to do that, I have a whole presentation that compares events in Israel's history to events in UFO history. If you can show there's a connection there, you can show that the UFO phenomena is demonic in nature and not necessarily aliens, because why would alien beings correspond their events to the events in some random country in the Middle East, you know, from their perspective. There would be no point in that. So I go through all that in that presentation. It is available for free right here on this channel, so you can find that. But I want to know what you think about all this. Do you think this is a waste of money? All this black budget stuff. Do you think this is just a big waste of money, or should we be looking into these things to remain competitive with other countries or with whatever is visiting our planet? You know, be it demons or alien beings. I would like to know what you think. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. We will keep on this story. Keep checking back to joshpeckdisclosure.com for updates. That website gets updated every day, so you're always going to get new information. And again, please subscribe, share, click the bell for notifications. And if YouTube still doesn't notify you, just keep checking back every day. A lot of times YouTube definitely doesn't notify all of my subscribers. We figure it's about 1 in 100 shot of you know, getting notified, or actually, yeah, something like that. It's like 1 in 100 or 1 in 500 or something. So just keep checking back. All right, I'm excited to read your comments. Until next time, this has been Peck Report. Take care and God bless.